This chazor is echinish b'chesed hashag v'mishum b'sechet chulun daf tzadik. Rabbi Chiya Yosef said, when we say that the isuf gid anash applies to kachim, that's only for kachim that are eaten. However, if it does not apply to kachim that are not eaten, let's say an oila. Rabbi Yechina said it applies to kachim that are not eaten as well. Rabbi Papa said they don't argue. Rabbi Yechina is referring to the halacha that if one eats the gid anash of an oila, he gets malchus. Rabbi Chiya Yosef is referring to the halacha that the gid anash of an oila may be burned on the mizbeach. Some say Rabbi Papa said they don't argue. Rabbi Chiya is referring to removing the gid anash before putting it on the mizbeach, and he's saying that it need not be removed. Rabbi Yechina is referring to bringing it on the mizbeach after it was removed. May not be brought in the mizbeach if it was removed from the thigh. Nachum Bezalel says that they do argue in whether the gedanasha still in the thigh may be offered on the mizbeach. We find this machlekes tanoim regarding this, and so Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya have the same machlekes as the tanoim. Brisa says pasuk of v'hikter akoyinas hakoyil hamizbeach comes to include the bones, sinews, horns, and hooves. We would think that they should be offered even if they are separated from the animal. The pasuk therefore says v'yasisoy l'secha abasu v'adam. Once we have the two psukim, we learn that while they are attached, they are offered. But when they're not attached, they're not offered, and they have to be taken off if they were brought up. Who is the Tana who holds that if they have been separated, they must be taken off the mizbeach? It's the view of Rebbe, as can be seen in another brayse. The brayse says the pasuk of Hikta Koyin as a koil hamizbeach comes to include the bones, sinews, horns, and hooves, even if they've been separated from the body. The pasuk of Yasisa Yasecha Abasav Adam teaches that if these popped off the fire, they would not be put back into the fire. Only meat that popped off would be put back onto the fire. Rebbe says Hikta Koyin as a koil comes to include, and Yasisa Yasecha Abasav Adam comes to exclude. This teaches when they're attached, they're brought up onto his back. But if they're separated, they're even taken down from his back. We see from here that the Rebbe and the Rabbanan argue whether the sinews that have separated from the animal are brought on the mizbeach. The Rabbanan hold that we don't need the pasuk to include the bones and sinews that are attached because we can learn that from the head of the animal, which is full of bones and is offered on the mizbeach. Therefore, they say the pasuk teaches that even when they're separated, they're offered. Rebbe says the head, we would only know that from the head, we would only know that attached bones and sinews that are mutter may be brought up. The pasuk is needed to teach that even the gerah nosha is attached, is still brought up on the mizbeach. The Rabbanan say that the gerah nosha may not be offered on the mizbeach because the pasuk says mimashke yisrael, which teaches that only something mutter to be eaten by yidden can be brought up on the mizbeach. Rebbe says the blood and fats are offered even though they're also for yidden, and the gerah nosha is no different. Rabbanan say the mitzvah is to offer the blood and the fats, and that's why they can't be compared to the gerah nosha. We see from here that whether the gerah nosha may be brought on the mizbeach when still attached to the thigh is a subject of machlekes among tanoim. The Huna said the gerah nosha of an oiler is removed and thrown into the pile of ash on the top of his back rather than burned. Rav Chisda said the pasuk regarding the gerah nosha says, therefore the bnei Yisrael may not eat the gerah nosha. It doesn't say the mizbeach may not eat it, and therefore it can be brought up on the mizbeach. Rav Huna said it may not be offered based on the pasuk of Mashke Yisrael, which teaches only something that may be eaten by the eaten may be brought up on the mizbeach. Fechmar Brisa says the gerah nosha of an oiler is brought up onto the mizbeach. Presumably this means it's offered, and Fechmar means it's brought up in the thigh, removed on the mizbeach from the thigh and thrown into the pile of ashes. Fechmar, if it's removed, why do we bother to bring it up? After more, it's not proper and nice to bring up a thigh that has already been cut up and dissected. There's a brisa that says a kahuna as well. Zokmar Vaiter. A Mishnah says there was a pile of ashes on the back, that then there were times that there were about 300 kur of ashes on it. Rava said this is an exaggeration. A Mishnah says they would give the carbon tamid lamb to drink from a golden cup. Rava says it's an exaggeration. Rabbi Ami said there are times when the Torah uses exaggerated language like people do. There are times when the Nevi'im did this, and times when the Chacham did this. An example of the Chacham doing this is the two Mishnahs we just quoted. An example of the Torah doing this is the pasuk of Orim Gedolus Uvetzurais Bashramoyim. An example of the Nevi'im doing this is Vatibaka Ha'oretz Bekoilam. Rabbi Yisrael Nachmanin and Rabbi of Shmuel said there are three places where the Chacham used exaggerated language. They're regarding the mound of ashes, regarding the grapevine, and regarding the pareches. The case of the mound of ashes was discussed above. The case of the grapevine is the Mishnah that says that there was a golden grapevine at the entrance of the Heichal, and people would donate golden grapes or clusters of golden grapes to it. Allah the Son of Tzaddik said it once happened they needed 300 kahanim to remove all the golden grapes. The case of the pareches is a Mishnah in which Rav Shimon Gamliel, name of Rav Shimon ben Haskan, says the pareches was a tefach thick and was 20 by 40 amos in size. The Mishnah describes how many hundreds of thousands of threads were used for it. The Mishnah says that there were two of them made each year and 300 kahanim were needed to be toivled. Okay, the Mishnah said, B'yarech shel yamin u'b'yarech shel smoil. The Zachting Rav Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Yehuda because the Brice Rabbi Yehuda says the Isser de Gid HaNasha only applies to the Gid HaNasha on one of the thighs, and logic tells us that it's on the Gid HaNasha on the right thigh that's Isser. In fact, does this mean Rabbi Yehuda is certain that it's only the right thigh, and logic he refers to his logic of the Torah, or is he uncertain? It means the logic leans us to say that it's on the right thigh, but we don't know for certain. As well, maybe we can answer from Mishnah. Mishnah says the bones, the Gidin, and the Noiser meat of the Pesach has to be burned on the 16th of Nisan. The Gemara over there says the Mishnah can't be referring to the regular Gidin because if they have to be burned for having been left overnight, they would fall under the noiser category and shouldn't be mentioned separately by the Mishnah. It also can't be referring to the gidin of the neck, which people don't eat, and will therefore have to be burned in the morning, because if these gidin don't have the status of meat, why would they have to be burned at all? Chisa said the Mishnah is referring to the Gid Anasha according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that only the Gid Anasha of one side is Aser. And although we're not certain which side is Aser, it's likely the right side. Now, this must mean that we're uncertain according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore both Gid Anasha may not be eaten. One as a true Isser Deraisa, and the other because we're unsure which one is the true Isser. The Gid Anasha is actually Mutter and is not eaten due to the uncertainty, must be burned when it's left overnight and becomes nicer. Since it's never eaten, the Mishnah mentions it separately as needed to be burned. We see that Rabbi Yehuda is uncertain as to which Gid Anasha is the one that's Aser. Gemara says it's not really a valid proof. Even if someone says that Rabbi Yehuda is certain that only the right side is Aser, the Mishnah may be discussing whether the two Gid Anasha became mixed up, in which case neither may be eaten. Ravashi said the Mishnah's mention of Gidin refers to the fats around the Gid Anasha, which Rabbi says is Mutter, but which Klal Yisrael has accepted upon themselves the custom of not eating it, and therefore it's not a proof to what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ravina said the Mishnah is referring to the Gid that is near, but on the outside of the Gid Anasha, which Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, says that it's also Drabbanon, and therefore there's no proof as to what Rabbi Yehuda actually holds.